Hi, Ann Ribley here, and I want to share with you this week's mantra. It's a very special mantra because we are having a full moon this week, the week of Christmas. For those that celebrate, there will be a full moon that will be peaking at 11:11 Universal Time, Greenwich, that is. So this is a powerful symbolism we're going into this week. So the mantra is, I surrender into the winds of peace. Let this week enfold your soul into the winds of peace. When you feel resistance or suffering in any form with your current reality, you can surrender into the winds of peace that will carry you into a consciousness that embraces peace. You can feel it. You can have it. You can touch it. The tenderness of truth and peace that will breathe something soothing into your soul. Repeat the mantra phrase, winds of peace, and you will immediately feel an energy shift that you can surrender into that will wash over you and carry a change. This was a powerful mantra that was developed when I felt that I was in the midst of some turbulent energy. And this turbulent energy was causing my mind to race, to have a hard time letting go of the obsession and the neuroticness of compulsive thinking over and over again and feeling entrapped. And when I came upon this idea that there is a wind of peace that we can always reach for. Those winds of peace are all around us. We are never, ever disconnected from us. And I surrendered into that, and I allowed that to enfold upon my soul around this situation. I felt a calmness and a commitment that I was going to be in the consciousness of peace towards the situation. And every time my mind would begin to get the waves of turbulent thinking, turbulence in a way that it was disturbing to me, it allowed me not to sit into the presence of myself and in my life. And I was suffering. And when I found that, I made that commitment. The winds of peace are there. They're alive, they're real. It's a shift, it's a frequency, it's a knowing, it's a truth, it's a light, it's a love, it's a healing, it's a transformation. And I made that commitment, no matter how the energy would stir or surround me, that I would stay connected to the winds of peace. And so as I entered back into what felt like an unsettling situation, I kept reminding myself with that phrase, the winds of peace, they will carry me to that change. The winds of peace are carrying me right now. I can feel it. I can touch it. I am it. And I found this to be liberating in the sense that I was being lifted, lightened. And it was causing me to become less reactive, more responsive, more presence to my situation, more calmness. And then I think about this full moon that's coming up this week. And for many people around the world, not everybody, but it really symbolizes the birth of a Christ consciousness, the birth of that light. And our higher vibration that takes us out of our suffering. And I was thinking about how we have that always available to us. And let this week enfold you as each of us reach higher. We're going to be in a week where, for many people, the holidays are a time of connection. Many of us will be celebrating a ritual in some form whether in a small circle of connection or a larger one, even in family or friends. And this can evoke a lot of feelings. So for some people, this will be the first holiday that a loved one will be missing. For some, it's also going to be a time that they will be around their obligatory circle of family and friends, and it could also evoke certain discord. And then there's many who will be able to embrace the ritual with the loving circle of their family and friends. So there's a wide range from loneliness to happiness to connection to celebration to isolation to suffering. And so I want to reiterate, because this gets peaked and we're at a full moon during that time this week. That's the energy that's around right now. So I'm going to invite you into the mantra phrase, I surrender into the winds of peace. Give this to yourself. Let that mantra phrase, the winds of peace, because they're always available. There is that breeze that can breathe the soothing calmness instantly into your soul. When we stop and allow ourselves to be still in the connection with it, and we place that intention to be in connection with the winds of peace. I have a lot more I'm going to be sharing this week on how to make the best use of this full moon on Christmas, how to use this as a turning point of transformation for yourself, for this year, and for the birthing and renewal of your own light into your life. So be on the lookout for that recording and the email that will follow. So in the spirit of this holiday season, this full moon time, give yourself the gift of the transformation that's available this week by just allowing these key mantra phrase words to hold you, to lift you, to enrapture around you. I surrender into the winds of peace. And this is something you can access again and again and instantly feel your shift, feel your change, feel the soothing of your own soul in this life of the here and the now for you. Happy holidays. Namaste, my beautiful ones. Namaste.